All right, thank you, Kane. 608 FM Talk 106.5, and it is the Thursday or Friday Eve edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill says heading for high today, what, right around 57, 37 now at our studios, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Okay, good morning. Happy almost Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
I was kind of just like crunching here.
Are you?
News crunching.
Okay, well, we can stop and I can talk about
the show moves on.
Okay.
Why? Right. What's in your hand? What is that?
No, I'm just straight up without the serving size cup. I'm just straight up drinking the cold and flu.
Oh.
Daytime formula.
Here, nice. I have a teaspoon.
Oh, just pour it up.
Mom purses rule.
Yes, you okay. All have everything you need in there.
We have a lot going on. I'm get you to two quick headlines, though, and then also as we scooch throughout the morning, we're going to tell you more about the search for missing people today. You were talking about the waters this morning, Sean,
mm-hmm.
as to where they went missing and the type of boat and why that matters.
Yeah, well, the story that they're search and rescue looking for two men that left out of Theodore Industrial Canal. Mm-hmm. I guess they probably would have launched at Deer River, and they were heading out to Gilliard Island, and they can't find them there, and they're moving the search south. They said it was a 20-foot white John boat. I'm just mm-hmm. trying to picture exactly what they were in. So that was it. That was just, I was hearing the reports coming in, and I was wondering, just asking some questions.
I like it. That's what we do around here. Okay, thank you. Let's tell you about this one as we're learning even more information about a roommate dispute turned deadly as the victim has been identified. This happened in Mount Vernon. Now, initially, authorities reported that the victim died as a result of blunt force trauma, but an autopsy has revealed that 43-year-old Latwan Castor died from a gunshot wound to the head and manual strangulation. That's according to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. Now, his roommate, 42-year-old Damon Jenkins, he has been charged with this murder. This after the victim was found in the closet of the home that the two shared. Wednesday, Castor was booked into Metro Jail. Now, Castor was Jenkins was booked into Metro Jail. The victim was found by his own mother, because she hadn't heard from him for several days. Once she did locate her son, she called 911. Two other men have been taken into custody due to the death of Jenkins, but it's not clear as to if they will also face charges in the death of Castor. So it's a, you know, roommate situation that has turned deadly, and we're getting more information, and I wanted to make sure that I updated you on that. Across the bay, the man accused of stealing protected sea turtle eggs while visiting Gulf Shores last summer has pleaded guilty, did so on Wednesday, to not only stealing those eggs, but also throwing them in the trash. Why would you come visit?
I don't get it. I mean, we talked about that yesterday afternoon. I said, you know what? If somebody's ignorant, I hate it, but if they step on a nest or something like that, mm-hmm. they're ignorant. The person who takes them and then just throws them at the... I don't get it.
I could see you going, like, middle school with it and, you know, grabbing the eggs and showing someone those hee-hee-hee yeah. and then taking it back.
Or but somebody even thinking that they were going to incubate them and hatch them out themselves.
Stop
which
it.
All these things are against the law, but the gist, I'm going to get them and throw them in the trash. Yeah.
Maybe part of this is because this person, Kelly Ard, that's his name, from Georgia, not from here.
Right.
Maybe he didn't know all that, but here's what he does know. He was given a 1-year suspended sentence, a fine of $5,000, and 2 years probation for tampering with the federally protected nest. He did admit to digging up the nest before stealing 2 sea turtle eggs while he was visiting last July. He then took those eggs back to the condo that he was renting with his friends, and then he threw the eggs in the trash. That's according to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service documents. Thankfully, the eggs were later recovered as evidence. Yeah, that's a no-no, especially when you're visiting someone else's backyard. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:12, FM Talk 106.5. They've actually put a time stamp on it. When is beer o'clock? Beer o'clock is actually now has an official time stamp. We'll tell you when that is, what day, and what hour of the day. That's coming up, and then some real news as well. We'll be right back.
We'll Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Hello, everyone. I'm WKRG News 5's Roseanne Haven. A man injured in an explosion this afternoon at Auto Choice on Airport Boulevard in Mobile is expected to be okay. Authorities say it happened while the man was welding. He suffered burns to his arm and the blast burned off part of his mustache. The Mobile County Commission may offer a $4 million incentive package to Airbus. It'll be discussed at its meeting on Thursday. If approved, Mobile County would contribute $400,000 a year for 10 years. A warning from the Florida Department of Transportation: if you receive an email from Toll Enforcement LLC, they are not real and they're apparently trying to pull a fast one on you. The fake toll company does not accept credit card nor personal check, which should be a major red flag. For WKRG News 5, I'm Roseanne Haven. With local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk.
1065.
1065.
Quarter after 6 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Let's start it off with some big news at the University of Alabama. According to several reports, Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts has put his name in the NCAA transfer portal. Hurts, of course, led Alabama to a 26-2 record and two college football playoff appearances before Tua Tagovailoa replaced him as the starting quarterback. This season, Hurts stepped in for Tagovailoa to lead the Tide to a win in the SEC championship game. Hurts is currently a junior, but because he graduated in December, he could transfer and be able to play immediately. Heisman winner Kyler Murray, who was drafted in the first round of the 2018 Major League Baseball draft before the college football season, may not be headed to the MLB after all. According to a report from the San Francisco Chronicle, which cites unidentified league sources, the Athletics believe that Murray is going to declare for the NFL draft on Sunday. The report says that the A's aren't entirely worried about Murray declaring. He'll have until February to decide what he wants to do. Murray's plan is apparently to go to spring training with Oakland this season and work with the team, but the NFL scouting combine is around the same time, and he would likely need to attend if he wants to play football. In NFL news, three more head coach openings were filled on Wednesday. First up on Wednesday, ESPN's Chris Mortensen reported that former Alabama quarterback Freddie Kitchens will become the 18th head coach in Cleveland Browns history.
Kitchens?
Yeah, Kitchens back in the mix. He served as the Browns' interim offensive coordinator for the final eight games of the 2018 season. The team went 5-3 and experienced a massive upgrade on offense. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the New York Jets are expected to hire Adam Gase as their new head coach. Gase was fired by the Miami Dolphins on December 31st after going 23-25 in three seasons. Schefter also reported last night that the Denver Broncos have reached an agreement with Chicago Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio to become the team's next head coach. The 60-year-old coach has spent all but one of the past 33 years as an NFL assistant, including the past 4 years as the Bears defensive coordinator. His Chicago defense finished number one in the league in scoring defense and takeaways this season. In SEC basketball last night, it was a tough conference opener for the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers. Bruce Pearl's team fell to Ole Miss 82-67. Auburn started slow and found themselves behind 42-29 at halftime, but they actually pulled within 56-54 with 9 minutes remaining before the Rebels pulled away. Bryce Brown led Auburn with 23 points, while Ole Miss guard Terrence Davis paced his squad with 27 points and 12 rebounds. The Tigers will try to get back on the winning track on Saturday at 3 p.m. when Georgia comes to Auburn. You can hear that right here on FM Talk 106.5. In the other two SEC games, Georgia topped Vanderbilt 82-63, and Florida beat Arkansas 57-51. The South Alabama men's and women's teams both get back on the court later today. Men's team plays at Arkansas State at 7 p.m. tonight, while the women's squad is at home at the Mitchell Center to face Arkansas State also at 7 p.m. In the NBA, Anthony Davis scored 38 points and grabbed 18 rebounds, and the New Orleans Pelicans crushed Cleveland 140-124. Memphis beat San Antonio 96-86. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 27 points and 21 rebounds, leading his Milwaukee Bucks past the red-hot Houston Rockets 116-109. Brooklyn rallied from 19 points down to beat Atlanta 116-100. Boston beat Indiana 135-108, and the Lakers topped Detroit 113-100. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I was just trying to think if my Freddie Kitchens stories were outside the statute of limitations. He was a couple years behind me at the University of Alabama, but I used to show up at the apartment just two down from my.
Well, one person
can't tell that story.
One person tweeted the other day that it seems like just yesterday that Kitchens was, I guess he would show up at his gas station that he worked at wearing cutoff jean shorts and grabbing a case of Natty Light.
That sounds like the Freddie Kitchens I knew. Sounds exactly like the Freddie Kitchens I knew. Okay, we'll come right back.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Environmental Studies Center is a natural sciences education facility which provides unique learning experiences to learn about our natural environment. The center offers nature trails through pine and bay forests, swamps, a 20-acre lake, and a beautiful carnivorous plant bog. There's also a wildlife rehab program for the care and release of injured and orphaned native wildlife, many on exhibit. ESC is open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Gerby Road next to Burns Middle School.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions and a pretty quiet start. School buses are rolling again, back down to 20 miles an hour. No school zones again this morning. Cottage Hill, Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65, all looking good so far. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway as well. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the brand-new four-bedroom, two-bath Patriot the Revere double-wide and pre-qualify at Mobile Home Center. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Chilly start. 37 right now, heading for high in the upper 50s, says Dr. Bill. More from that forecast, and a look forward to the weekend coming up at about 6:35. Also coming up this morning, Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. He'll tell us, other than, maybe flooded parking lots and ditches and all that, maybe some of the places we should go fishing. We know where the water is. We just need to find out where we need to go fishing when we check in with Captain Bobby. And also on our website right now this morning, get you started, three big things, the list of what you need to know going into your workday. That's up. What do we got here on the list?
Yes, the top big thing is we continue to monitor the government shutdown. Trump's border visit comes today as shutdown talks fell apart yesterday. Also, I just talked about it in sports, but Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts looks like he might be transferring from the school. And VIA Airlines, they announced direct flights between Mobile and Birmingham. That starts up in April.
If you can get one of the flights.
If you can get one of them.
Because I tried to find the VIA flights from Mobile to Orlando when I went down. It was a challenge. We'll get into that. All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5. I want to give you a heads up. You're now in day, 10 of the new year? Have you gotten started with your New Year's resolution? If you haven't, and it happens to be the New Year's resolution of getting organized, first thing you got to do is get the junk gone, right? Decluttered. I got somebody who can do it for you and make that New Year start off the right way. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. If you're going to get organized, fewer things makes easier organization. I'll just put it that way. So get the junk gathered up. Have Trey and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK stop by. It could be junk like boxes full of like tiny stuff. It could be a couch. It could be what's in a storage building out back. Heck, it could be the whole storage building. It could be it could be an above ground pool and a swing set. Listen, if you got junk, you want it gone, you got a crew that can get rid of it. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And yeah, if you said, hey, I'm going to get started for the new year with a clean slate and get organized, take that first step and do it today. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty, good morning. The search for two men missing since last night around 6:30. That continues this morning. This is a multi-agency search with the U.S. Coast Guard leading the way after a family member said 85-year-old Floyd Nelson and 40-year-old David Stadman were planning to go fishing. Now, Sean, we were talking about the location between the Theodore Ship Channel.
Yeah, so the Industrial Canal there and Gilliard Island.
Correct. And so giving people a better understanding of where that is. So that's where they were planning to go fishing. The report surfaced that they were reported missing in the Mobile Bay. USCG reports that watchstanders at Coast Guard Sector Mobile were alerted to the missing overdue 22-foot White John boat with both men on board. They were supposed to return back at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. So when I talk to you about the multi-agency search, we're talking about Coast Guard Air Station New Orleans, Coast Guard Station Dolphin Island, Mobile County Sheriff's Flotilla, Daphne Search and Rescue, Mobile Police Department, Coast Guard Aviation Training Center, Mobile, and Alabama Marine Resources. Even though they have all this people power, looking for these two missing men, they're encouraging you, if you have information about their whereabouts, to call the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Mobile at 251-441-6211. News out of Mississippi this morning, and this headline actually has Mobile ties, as a diocese of Biloxi, says Bishop Joseph Howes, died Wednesday at the age of 95 at a hospital in Ocean Springs. He was the first black bishop to lead an American Catholic diocese in the 20th century. Now, he was born in Daphne and led the diocese from 1977 until 2001. He was first a Baptist and then a Methodist. He says that he was drawn to his love of the Catholic religion based on, I love this, a student that he taught at Central High School in Mobile. He was ordained in 1959. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5. And if you're wondering, you said, okay, you've heard it's beer o'clock, it's beer 30, right? We've heard that before. What time is that exactly? I know it's whenever you want it to be, but now according to the people over at Bro Bible.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
No.
I say it all the time. I'm surprised.
I'm so sorry.
I don't drink beer.
I know, but you are around people. I know your friends and family. Don't tell me that none of them have ever had a reason.
I'm going to call home.
I'm going to call home. I'm going to call home and check in.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling that somebody in your home is very familiar with saying it's beer 30.
Okay, being familiar with it and saying it, two different things.
Okay, but
and I've heard it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I've never heard it's beer. What did you say?
Beer 30. Okay, I tell you what. Now we're going to have to hold over cliffhanger.
Sorry.
We'll tell you more about beer 30 coming up. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pritchard Police have released the name of a suspect seen running through a Mexican restaurant Tuesday afternoon. He's 20-year-old Ladarius McMillan. He's the man police say led them on a chase that ended up on foot through the Los Rancheros restaurant in Mobile. A chase caught on surveillance video. McMillan faces several charges, including burglary and possession of stolen property. A man accused of murdering a woman in Fort Walton Beach in November was indicted Tuesday. Michelle Limo was beaten to death in a house on Union Street. 46-year-old Jared Skiles has been arrested for her murder. Deputies say Skiles also stole Limo's car and was seen on surveillance driving it around. Skiles is being held in the Okaloosa County Jail with no bond. Residents in one Irvington neighborhood say a pack of goats is eating their crops, climbing on cars, and even breaking fences. They've complained to police and animal control, but nothing has been done. One of the goat victims says she got so fed up she filed a police report.
Totally demolished everything I had in my garden.
Weta Harbin says it can't get the goat's owner to do anything about the problem. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green and Insurance agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
Making no headway in Washington, President Trump takes his pitch for a border wall to Texas today, where we find correspondent Clayton Neville at McAllen.
The president's expected to meet with Border Patrol officials and those on the front lines at border crossings near McAllen. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez represents a portion of the border and says the wall isn't the answer.
What we need to do is figure how we're going to fill the 7,500 vacancies in our Customs and Border Patrol. We need to use technology to secure the border.
Texas Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn will accompany the president to the border.
Speaking in Cairo, Egypt, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this morning the U.S. will withdraw its troops from Syria while continuing to have them battle against Islamic State fighters. A U.S. judge in San Francisco is proposing that Pacific Gas and Electric Company reinspect its entire electric grid and then cut off power during certain wind conditions to prevent wildfires. PG&E says it's considering the idea. Stock futures down. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Samsung plans to unveil its foldable screen handset at a February 20th event in San Francisco and London. The Wall Street Journal says Samsung is preparing a major technical upgrade for the 10th anniversary Galaxy S10 phone lineup, adding bigger screens and more cameras. Initially, the company will offer the Galaxy S10 in three variants, with the phones hitting shelves in March. But a fourth version will feature next-generation 5G network speeds and will be released later in the spring. Mexico is facing a mounting crisis as gasoline shortages spread across the country after the government closed several key fuel pipelines to prevent theft by organized crime groups. Mexico's president urged motorists to avoid filling up their cars if possible as the gasoline shortage spread to the nation's capital, sparking long lines at filling stations. Over the weekend, state oil company Pemex closed several of the main gasoline pipelines that run from Mexico's six oil refineries to distribution centers in large cities. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60-foot building for less than $25,000, or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space, and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so down in the 30s this morning as we get started.
Yeah, not quite as cold as we expected, and it's also going to be the case tonight. It looks like we'll be able to stay just above the freezing point. But some areas will get down to freezing already this morning up the northern portion of Mobile County and north of there. Temperatures did dip below the 32-degree mark. As for today, it should be another sunny day and up around 55 degrees, so kind of cool. And the wind's still out of the north at 5 to 15 miles per hour and still a bit gusty as it was yesterday. Now, tonight, mostly clear, and we'll be chilly tonight, down to around 34, 35 degrees. Looks like we'll stay just above the freezing point here in the city. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, and the cool weather will continue with temperatures in the upper 50s. After that, we've got a change because a low-pressure system is developing over Texas, and it is going to track across Mississippi and Alabama on Saturday. So clouds will increase Friday night. And then on Saturday, we will experience some showers, and it'll warm up a bit into the upper 60s during the afternoon hours of Saturday. Saturday night, the rain tapers off, and then on Sunday, becoming partly cloudy and a bit cooler, temperatures staying in the 50s, around 52 to 53 degrees for Sunday afternoon. And then Monday and Tuesday of next week, we'll start out with plenty of sunshine and temperatures in the 50s. So it does look like a two-part weekend, the best day being Sunday with showers on Saturday. Our best estimate now for rainfall in this area for Saturday would be about a half an inch to 1 inch. So it doesn't look like this is going to be a big rainmaker, but it will produce showers and, of course, clouds for Saturday.
Yeah, thank goodness, because we are saturated. We do not need another deluge out there. And Dr. Bill, you had pointed out over the years, we've been talking kind of weather patterns globally, not like day-to-day in a certain town, but globally you're like, when it's colder than average one place, it's often warmer than average somewhere else, and kind of look at those balances. So we've had a warm winter so far here in the southern United States, but I stumbled upon a story this week in Athens, Greece, and a lot of areas of Greece, but I think Athens specifically, Monday morning, it was -4 degrees Fahrenheit with snow on the ground. And I said, wait a second, that's a Dr. Bill thing there. I mean, it's warm here, and I'm not saying that one's directly related, but there's somewhere else on Earth that's super cold.
You can pretty sure in the Northern Hemisphere that you're going to see some big variations when one side of the globe is above normal, the other is below normal. We don't see big changes like that in the southern hemisphere because the southern hemisphere is basically a water hemisphere. The oceans dominate south of the equator. But the northern hemisphere, we will see these big contrasts.
I didn't ever think about that. So the other than South America and a few places, Australia, there's just way more water than there is land mass in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, definitely. You know, South America tapers off in size as you head south, and Africa is basically in the southern hemisphere is a low latitude continent. So yeah, it's basically a water hemisphere.
Wow. All right. I've learned, as always, learning stuff brand new from you. And if people want to pick up more information about the weather, about the history of weather in our area, it's time to pick up the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
And as usual, they are free, and you can pick up copies at West Marine here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes Classic Cars, and Robert Moore Christmas Town over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply, and Billy Langford Allstate. They're both in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and also Robert Sale Power Equipment on Highway 59.
Well, thanks for the lesson and the forecast, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist and professor, Dr. Bill Williams. The other thing about it being warm, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but so I did the old, like I was supposed to, maybe some of them a little later than I was supposed to, but trimming the azaleas, because our azaleas are truly have gotten out of control. You know, I mean, where they're just like gigantic. Mm-hmm. So I did the trimming back late summer, like Bill Finch tells you. And now it's putting on new growth because it's been so warm.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. There's no science to this. This is just Sean Sullivan, Gulf Coast kid, telling you. That means we're going to get some kind of smoke and freeze in February that's going to just... Because it's exciting because the new growth is where the blooms come from on the azaleas. So, you know, I like the pretty azalea blooms. But all these little tender green growths, it just tells me we're going to get a big cold pop at some point just to crush them.
I saw Bill Finch yesterday on his bicycle, and I took a walk and saw some new bloom, roses blooming.
And it's just, cool.
It wasn't a coincidence. I'm just...
Right. You're saying as he rides through the streets of Mobile, behind him things just bloom?
Do you think you gathered that intuition from generations of farming in the family?
It kind of, probably. It is in my blood, for sure. Also, speaking of Bill Finch, catch that show every Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, and then a replay Sunday evening, and also the podcast, very, very popular. You can get through our podcast page on the front of FMTalk1065.com. Also, you can just go to Sports and Outdoors and click the direct link for Bill Finch and listen to the podcast right there. All right, I mentioned Cold Pop, which reminded me to tell y'all about this story. It's beer 30. New study has now figured out beer 30 or beer o'clock when that is. Of course, this is the folks over at Bro Bible, which if I hadn't ended up here at this radio station, maybe my job would have been probably better writing stories for a place called Bro Bible. Few results from their studies on all things beer. 52% of people say that taste is the number one factor for them when they pick a beer. What is the other 48%?
Cost, maybe?
Or maybe how they feel. The buzz associated.
But wouldn't you want to... I mean, and I guess it's weird for me because I am, oddly enough, a fan of the taste of beer. I'll drink... If I was having certain foods and let's say I was not going to have alcohol, I would have like an O'Doul's or something because I like certain foods. I love the taste of beer. So even if there was no alcohol, I like that flavor.
But so think about a different generation where they don't appreciate...
What, the Four Loko generation?
I'm not calling names. I'm just saying some people don't appreciate the finer things.
No, that's
in life.
True.
They want to go in for the effects.
That's why they make wine coolers. for people. One out of three people surveyed say they are intimidated by craft beers. Y'all don't get intimidated by craft beer. Go just check out. Go see our friends at Cottage Hill Package. There are like a gazillion craft beers are cool because there are flavors. If you're not, you say, I really don't like the regular taste of beer. There's a craft beer for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kind of flavors.
Yeah, they've got all that you could possibly want and cool labels.
Yes, they do have cool labels. And the average person switches their favorite beer every 4 years, according to their survey. So what did they come up with? Well, the consensus is out there that beer o'clock or beer 30, as we always called it, 6:31 p.m. on Fridays.
Ah.
So 6:31 p.m. on Friday. It's probably an Eastern time thing, but there you go. So if you're ever wondering if it's 5 o'clock, it's actually 6:31 p.m. somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, it's been a perfect start to the day. Accident-free conditions so far. Nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Traffic starting to build along Spanish Ford over towards Malvis, but again, no major backups or delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Now with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Model 8377. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 37 now at FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. As this partial government shutdown continues this morning, there is a sliver of good news for those who have to lean on food stamps each month. Your benefits will continue into February. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They say expect your benefits to be loaded onto your cards by January the 20th. That date is within the deadline for the government to distribute benefits under the existing continuing resolution. Quote, at President Trump's direction, we have been working with the administration on the solution. It works and is legally sound, and we want to assure states and SNAP recipients that the benefits for February will be provided. So the department will pay $5.1 billion to cover the full February bill for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is known as SNAP. Some 38 million Americans receive food stamps each month, and the average household on SNAP benefits receives about $250 per month. Additional funding will also be made available to fund the child nutrition programs and the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, also known as WIC. Closer to home, authorities here in Mobile, they need your help. So the hunt is on for two teenagers accused of shooting a woman and then stealing a vehicle. Investigators believe that they're still right here in the Mobile area. They want you to give them a call if you know the whereabouts of 19-year-old Jesse Dixon Jr. and 18-year-old Aaron Jones. According to investigators, it was Jones who shot a woman several times at a house on Hathcock Street last week, and then Dixon was the one behind the wheel when they took off. Thankfully, the woman did survive, but the teenagers remain on the run. So they were, within sight of authorities, but police who tried to chase them to the Somerville area of the city after spotting them in that stolen car, well, they were able to get away because they abandoned the vehicle and then took off. So here's what you need to know. They are considered armed and dangerous, and police want to put them behind bars before they hurt anyone else. Dixon is described as 19 years old, 6'1", weighing about 150 pounds, and Jones is described as 6 feet tall, weighing 183 pounds. If you have information, call 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not.
They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A search is underway in South Mobile Bay for two boaters who did not return from a fishing trip. The Coast Guard says 85-year-old Floyd Nelson and 40-year-old David Stadman were in a 22-foot John boat. They set off from a bait and tackle shop at the Theodore Industrial Canal and planned to fish near Gayard Island. The search involves the Coast Guard and several local agencies. Bond is set at more than $100,000 for the man accused of punching a deputy. 18-year-old Damian Corey of Perdido faces half a dozen charges, including three counts of assaulting a law enforcement officer. Authorities say Corey knocked a deputy unconscious after being spotted with a runaway girl near Bay Minette. The deputy suffered a concussion. The owner of a popular restaurant in Baldwin County hopes to be back up and running in less than 2 weeks. Fire heavily damaged part of the Roadkill Cafe in Alberta late Tuesday night. The owner spent the day trying to salvage what he could from the place.
This one here is going to be mainly just the ceiling grid in the back storeroom.
Mike Williams says this is the third fire he's had in 13 years, but not the worst. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with some big news at the University of Alabama. According to several reports, Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts has put his name in the NCAA transfer portal. Hurts, of course, led Alabama to a 26-2 record and two college football playoff appearances before Tua Tagovailoa replaced him as the starting quarterback. This season, Hurts stepped in for Tagovailoa to lead the Tide to a win in the SEC championship game. Hurts is currently a junior, but because he graduated in December, he could transfer and be able to play immediately. Heisman winner Kyler Murray, who was drafted in the first round of the 2018 Major League Baseball draft before the college football season, may not be headed to the MLB after all. According to a report from the San Francisco Chronicle, the Oakland Athletics believe that Murray is going to declare for the NFL draft on Sunday. The report says that the A's aren't entirely worried about Murray declaring. He'll have until February to decide what he wants to do, but his plan was to go to spring training with Oakland this season and work with the team. The NFL scouting combine is around the same time, and Murray would likely need to attend if he wants to play football. In NFL news, three more head coach openings were filled on Wednesday. First up on Wednesday, ESPN's Chris Mortensen reported that former Alabama quarterback Freddie Kitchens will become the 18th head coach in Cleveland Browns history. Kitchens served as the Browns' interim offensive coordinator for the final eight games of the 2018 season. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the New York Jets are expected to hire Adam Gase as their new head coach. Gase was fired by the Miami Dolphins on December 31st after going 23-25 in three seasons. Schefter also reported last night that the Denver Broncos have reached an agreement with Chicago Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio to become the team's next head coach. The 60-year-old coach has spent all but one of the past 33 years as an NFL assistant, including the past 4 years as the Bears' defensive coordinator. His Chicago defense finished number one in the league in scoring defense and takeaways this season. In SEC basketball last night, it was a tough conference opener for the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers. Bruce Pearl's team fell to Ole Miss 82-67. Auburn started slow and found themselves behind 42-29 at halftime. They even pulled within 56-54 with 9 minutes remaining before the Rebels pulled away. Bryce Brown led Auburn with 23 points, while Ole Miss guard Terrence Davis paced his squad with 27 points and 12 rebounds. The Tigers will try to get back on the winning track on Saturday at 3 p.m. when Georgia comes to Auburn. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. In the other two SEC games, Georgia topped Vanderbilt 82-63, and Florida beat Arkansas 57-51. The South Alabama men's and women's teams both get back on the court later today. The men's team plays at Arkansas State at 7 p.m. tonight, while the women's squad is at home at the Mitchell Center to face Arkansas State, also at 7 p.m. 6:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Just a quick question. So if y'all are Kyler Murray's parents or advisor or whatever, is it overly simplistic of me to say go to the MLB, you get more years and more money? Or?
It's really tough to make it to one of the top teams in the MLB, and he hasn't devoted his entire life to baseball for the last 4 years.
Think he has a better chance in football?
I think he has a better chance of actually getting on the field in the NFL. I think it's a shorter career. If he were to make it in the big leagues in the Major League Baseball, he'd have a longer career and more money. But the odds are he'll head to the NFL, I think.
All right. 6:52. We'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center, light traffic and accident-free conditions. Been a perfect start as you're traveling in through the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway. Again, the airport, Spring Hill, Dolphin at 65, Range Line at 90, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, no delays. Veteran-owned StoneArms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, has just lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2. See their live updated website at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5, 37 right now, heading for a high in the upper 50s. More from Dr. Bill coming up shortly. Right now, we've got Kelly Finley with our headlines.
All righty, thank you. Two quick headlines. Good morning, everyone. Congratulations to Gulf State Park and the recently opened lodge at Gulf State Park. They've been named Attraction of the Year by the Alabama Tourism Department in the 2019 Alabama Vacation Guide and Calendar of Events. That's a big deal. The lodge at Gulf State Park, a Hilton Hotel, opened back in November of 2018. And the lodge is operated by Valor Hospitality, offering 350 guest rooms and is part of a complex which includes two restaurants and a pool. Conservation Commissioner Chris Blankenship, who we know very well over here at FM Talk 106.5, says that this is a huge honor. Quote, one reason the Alabama Tourism Department made this designation is the environmental sustainability the park is embracing. Restored sand dunes, a rainwater recycling system, and lighting favorable to wildlife are just some of the things that make the park eco-friendly. So the park's 600,000 plus annual visitors have access to all types of fun throughout the park's 6150 acres. I like to say it like that. That's a lot of acreage and a lot of fun for families, which includes 11 cottages and 20 cabins and 500 campsites. I'm giving you all those details because the next time you want to think about maybe a family vacation or a retreat, you don't have to leave the state.
Staycation, right?
Staycation, indeed. And the honors continue, my friend, because TripAdvisor.com, They have awarded quite a hefty reward to Gulf State Park because of all their greatness. They've received the Certificate of Excellence rating 5 years in a row, and they're in the Hall of Fame recognition 2018. It doesn't get much better than that. If you like more information, hop online and go visit lodge@gulfstatepark.com. And Carnival Cruise Line, they're doing an about face on this one. They were thinking about charging for room service. Yeah, people were not happy with that. Customers were not happy at all. They said that they would start charging for all room-delivered items except for continental breakfast starting in this month, about the mid-portion of this month. The charges, according to their announcement, would cover, quote, a wide variety of menu items with nominal costs ranging from $2 to $5 per item. The menu was designed to give our guests a greater variety of upgraded culinary choices for in-room delivery. And we're talking about deli and pizza stations. Those were open for complimentary late night dinners. But again, it didn't sit well with customers who went online, and boy, did they complain. Carnival heard you. They reversed their decision, at least temporarily. According to USA Today, Holland America, Disney Cruise Line, and Princess Cruises are the only major cruise lines that offer free room service. Royal Caribbean and Norwegian both charge $7.95 per order.
Cha-ching.
Right. With the exception of continental breakfasts. So next time you take some travels, well, plan your travels, I should say, be mindful of extra costs that could be tacked on or not. So says Carnival Cruise Line. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Of course, there'll be no issue if you're a Bezos or about to be a divorced Bezos.
Ooh, you,
the divorce
yeah.
is out there, but I would...
Are you more focused on the other woman?
Yeah, well, I'm more focused on how much money we're talking about in the divorce settlement. We'll talk about that story coming up. And, y'all, oh, wow.